I would like to have met her. I'm pretty sure it was a her, because that's the way it was back in those days, especially in those parts. The idea probably came to her when she was racking her brain to do something special for her brood of children. Her husband may or may not have been in the picture. Lots of men were taken away from their families, war, seeking work, death too soon. Maybe it was early one Christmas morning when she came up with her creation from what she had on hand. A little milk and butter from their one cow, some lard, some sugar, and a giant sack of flour. Biscuits, of course, were a mainstay. They had them at nearly every meal, but this was a special meal. Remember, in my version of the story, it was early Christmas morning. The presents waiting for sleeping children likely represented a meager bounty compared to the Christmases most of us experience. But for her, a special day called for a special breakfast. Inspiration struck when she spotted a small container of cocoa she had maybe procured from the general store. Why not chocolate gravy for those biscuits? She wondered aloud. As the biscuits baked, she melted a little butter in her cast iron skillet, added flour, just like she would for cream gravy, but then some sugar and the cocoa. The minute that chocolatey goodness hit the hot pan, you could smell it probably all over the house. Maybe it's what woke up the children on this special morning. It was Christmas, remember? This is, of course, all speculation because nobody knows who was the first to make chocolate gravy. Research tells us that it did originate in the Ozark and Appalachian Mountains. Now, this is where my people are from, the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas specifically. And many of the attributes of my fictional woman are really details of my own maternal grandmother, who made chocolate gravy for her children. I grew up in a very different world than my parents did, and the world of my children is even more of a departure from those lean years of yesterday. Our pantry and refrigerator are well-stocked, and a carryout pizza is always within our means. But some of our favorite meals are recipes that haven't changed much from the olden days. Beans and cornbread, vegetable soup, a plump roast chicken, and biscuits and chocolate gravy. Sure, this is all good food, but it also usually comes with a good story. Our story. We talk with our kids about the generations that came before them, the sturdy stock from which they came. Aside from a few heirlooms and trinkets, the most valuable things most of us have from the past are our stories, and mealtime is a great time to make them come to life. Whether your family has been in this country for generations or immigrated more recently from somewhere else in the world, you too can use food to help preserve your story. As for this recipe, make the biscuits any way you want, any way you normally would, and you can even cheat and use ready-to-bake biscuits. The gravy is the real star. As always, you can find the full recipe on the website. I hope you'll try this recipe for chocolate gravy. Consider it a holiday gift from my family, and I'd love for you to share with me a recipe and a story from yours.
Scott Hutchison works in economic and community development for Purdue University and writes about food, family, and community for newspapers, magazines, radio, and TV. You can find his recipe for chocolate gravy at WBAA.org in the podcast section. There you can also find more of his stories and recipes. And you can hear The Hungry Hoosier on WBAA the first and third Tuesday of each month.